Welcome to War Part 7. Who knew that war had so many parts? Well, the truth of the matter is, there's many parts and many aspects to war. I'm trying to make these modules as short as possible, trying to keep them down to the 10-minute, 12-minute kind of mark, because what I really want you to do is to think about, to digest, think on these things, seal them, contemplate them, meditate on them, and then do your own research if you so desire. But to see really where are we in the timeline, according to Revelation, of the end times. And to be aware, if you weren't already, of certain things taking place, the undercurrents, if you will, the underbelly of behind the scenes. Not for you to be fearful and intimidated, for we do not have the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, but rather so we can take action. First and foremost, to protect ourselves spiritually, to guard our hearts, our minds, and our body in Christ, and also to be able to help others in not only speaking about the good news of the gospel of Christ, but also many people are suffering. Many people are really going through a trying time, and we ourselves as a community of faith are also experiencing this, but to a lesser degree, because there but for the grace of God go we. If judgment begins in the house of the Lord, what of the ungodly and the sinner? So I can only imagine the horrible nightmare that people may be suffering mentally, physically, financially, etc. And we have to show compassion, but we ourselves must be strong. They tell you, in an airplane, put on the oxygen mask first, then put it on the child. You don't put it on the child first. So you have to strengthen yourself, build yourself up in the faith. We were talking about the world economy and how that had to roll out as one of the first sequences to the unholy Trinity. And now we move on to world governance. If you can control the economy, now you need somebody to govern all of this properly and to bring in rules and regulations that everybody has to buy into. Now, when you think of things like the United Nations, the WHO, the CDC, the FDA, the World Economic Forum, this New World Order, I'm sure these organizations have to play some sort of role. They're not just going to disappear overnight. Some new ones may emerge as well. We don't know whether it is a structured, unified world government, one world government. We don't know if it will be an official, registered organization, the League of Nations, so to speak, versus something which people buy into, even though they have their individual principalities, if you will. There's an overarching control to it. We don't know. But I urge you to go back to weforum.org, weforum.org. That is about the World Economic Forum, and look through how their manifesto for all of this stuff is shaping up. And this is not sci-fi. This is not conspiracy theory. This is real stuff in front of our eyes. Then look at the cdc.gov, CPR/zombie. Now, the CDC, Centers for Disease, right? What in tarnation would they be doing with something related to zombies? Aren't zombies people that die and then come back to life and they're duppies, really, rolling calf? Well, under the guise of let's do something fun and take the theme of zombies and a cartoon to teach kids and teach people how to prepare in the event of some apocalyptic event, worldwide crisis, using the theme of zombies. How apropos indeed. Now, it's quite an ironic revelation there to see that. And they are trying to give people heads up and tips in case there is such a type of event like this. You need to have food, you need to have batteries, etc. And in order to know who these people are, they may look just like you, but they may knock on your door and you open it innocently and they will attack you. You, the good people, versus the bad people. Who's the good people and who's the bad people? So I want you to go take a look at that for yourself so you can see it with your own two eyes. This absolute incredible manifestation of a heads up of what they plan on doing. As I said, it may not be a single organization, but a set of governance policies that all individual governments must sign onto. However, very importantly, one person may emerge as its spokesperson or so-called head. Revelation says, "And I saw a beast rising out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 diadems on its horns and blasphemous names on its heads." Daniel 7 says in verse 16, "I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. Those great beasts, which are 4 kings which arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever." So after Mammon, the economy has been controlled and centralized governance kicks in to administer the plans and set up a rule and a ruler, the Antichrist, who is going to prepare the way for Satan himself. Revelation 13 says, "Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, 'Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?'" This beast, Antichrist, is their son, their second representation of the unholy Trinity. You see the parallels here between Father, Son, Holy Ghost. This son, you know, had been mortally wounded. Remember, Christ was pierced and his deadly wound was healed. Christ rose from the dead, etc. and so forth. And it says, you know, that God will send them a derision if it were possible to fool the elect, and that there will be false signs and wonders, just as the magicians in Egypt did for Pharaoh and tried to mimic and counter what Moses was doing with his rod. So too, we're going to see this. You know, they say history repeats itself. Well, scripture repeats itself differently in many amazing ways. So we see here now world governance. The beast is given the power and authority to rule over this kingdom, if you will, having controlled Mammon to begin with. And this son of the unholy Trinity is counter to Jesus's authority himself, because Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." So Jesus' government and authority is countered by the unholy Trinity's son, the beast, who wants the authority to govern as well. Hope you got all of that. Next time, we're going to wrap up with world religion, and then I'll do some kind of summary towards the end. But I just pray now, Father, that those listening about this world government will not get caught up in the regular government. People are out demonstrating. People are doing it. It's their right. Yes, I agree. Democratically. Done properly. But believers themselves are getting caught up in this protest movement and their rights and all sorts of things, which is not only a serious distraction, Lord, from your task at hand, but is dangerous because it can take us down a path. That does not mean that we don't protest for the right types of things in the right manner, is how it is important to how we uphold our name, the name after Christ. So, Father, I pray that we not be deceived, that we know what to do in the right time and when to do it, and more importantly, how to do it so that your good name can be shown, that our love and our works and our deeds are indeed from you. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.